Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
We just wrapped up, and we're gonna unwrap it now. The seven things that we need to find in a person in order to trust them, right? If you're gonna trust a person full-heartedly with everything in your life, they need to be, as we said, seven things. They need to be caring and compassionate. They need to not get distracted or lazy. They need to be powerful, be able to do the things that they want, that you trust them to do. They need to know everything about you so that, you know, they really know what's good and what's bad for you, so they can make the proper decisions. They need to have been with you the entire time, because if someone just shows up in your life with all these attributes, if he has no track record, how could you really trust the guy? The sixth one we said was there could be no one else you could trust, because if, you know, if he doesn't pull through, I could always go to the other guy, and then you don't really have trust in either one of them. And the last one, this person has to have that internal drive to always do good, to always do chesed to anyone. And the Chovos Chovos continues and says, really, if you look into the matter, these seven things, you can't find a person who has all these attributes, but you can find them in a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And he starts to talk about it a little bit. He starts off with the first one, Jumarachem Abri Yosef, and a Kaddish Baruch Hu is compassionate. And that's really what Bitachon is. Bitachon is what? You're trusting Hashem to do something for you, to pull through for you, to be there for you. What are you trusting? Maybe you don't deserve it. Maybe, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is busy. I don't know. How do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pull through? What are you relying on? Who? What? The truth is, you're relying on His compassion. When you have Bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you tell Him, and you have Him, and you have this feeling in your heart that you've got nowhere else to turn to help you. You're the only person that can help me in whatever it is I am seeking. That invokes the compassion of a Kaddish Baruch Hu to be like, he's relying on me, he's got nowhere else to turn. How could I let him down? You invoke that compassion. Is that Kaddish Baruch Hu compassion? I think there's one element that really shows his compassion, and that's the concept of tshuva. Right? We'll throw back to El a little bit. There's three elements of tshuva that are gifts, that are beautiful. The first one is that punishment, right, is not right away. Usually in life, if you do something, let's say, you know, in America, you steal, DUI, you kill somebody, whatever it is, they put you in prison. There's no like, oh, come back in 6 months and we'll deal with it, you know? But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do an aver, you don't get smitten right then and there. You never know. It could be the next day, it could be in a week, a month, a year, who knows? Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hoping that you do tshuva, that you return to Him. You know, we say in davening, in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we say, Ad Yom Moso Techakalo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits until the day that you die. There's a really amazing story in Avodah Zarah about this guy. His name is Rabbi Elazar ben Durdia. Rabbi Elazar ben Durdia, he would go around the entire world and he would visit every harlot, every prostitute, and sleep with them. He would spare no expense, and he would travel to the ends of the world to meet these women. One time, he traveled to meet one specific famous girl, and when he was there, she took a deep breath, and she blew in his face. And the Gemara writes that she told him, the same way as that breath, that air will never return to where it usually was, right, from my chest, so to you, you'll never return to where you came from. I don't have it. Hit him right then and there, this Rabbi Elazar ben Durdia, after his whole life. And he ran to the wilderness, in the mountains, in the forest, and he started crying. He lay in a fetal position, and he asked the mountains, can you help me? Can you invoke Rachman from a Kaddish Baruch Hu? They said, no, you got to do it. He asked the sun, the stars, the moon, everyone, no, you got to do it yourself. So he sits there, laying there in a fetal position, because he wants to be like a baby, clean of sin. At the end of all of his mishagas that he did, he sits there and he cries and cries until his neshama left him. And the Gemara says there's a baskel that went out. It says, Rabbi Elazar ben Durdia, mezumen l'chayil alamaba. The last day of his life, he's been running around doing kol davar asur for his entire life. And the last day, he sits and he starts crying his heart out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts him, he goes to Olam Haba. That's someone who's merachem. That's someone who's compassionate. That's a good person to work for. That's also someone that you could definitely trust in. If you could, you know, do negative things and bad things to a friend for days and days and days and days and days, and then one day you come and say sorry, and he's able to accept you with loving arms, you could trust that friend. You could trust that person. Just to continue on the tshuva aspects, the second thing was that not only that the punishment doesn't come later, so you have time to do tshuva, but it gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu time to, you know, calm down and relax, right? He does the punishment, is not in his full fury. The third thing is vinake, right? It's clean. There's no concept in the physical world of something that you did that doesn't exist anymore. You stole from someone, you stole. You can give it back, but you did the action. You killed someone, you can't bring them back to life. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could do averis and things just, you know, get completely wiped up and cleaned up. We're going to continue next week, I think, going into more concepts of and psukim that show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a compassionate person and that we could really trust Him to be there for us.